Hello and a very warm welcome to this special podcast edition of the Eurovision Showcase. And we're recording on Tuesday, the 8th of March.
Online on 92.3 and 98.9 FM, you are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Urry-Tudiot.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to the show. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show, the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Urry-Tudiot, then you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, of course. And or you just go into Facebook and go to the search tab and type in the Eurovision Showcase, basically. And you'll find us there. Of course, you can send us also an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Okay. And then also we have our own very own website, www.escshowcase.com. Now this is going to be a special show where we're going to update you with the latest news of the Eurovision Song Contest and basically fill in the gaps which we couldn't do in the normal show that we usually have every Sunday at 5 p.m. On Forest FM and midnight on Thursdays until Friday 1 a.m. on Spirit Radio in Essex with yours truly, Kieran Urry-Tudiot. So, first of all, I want to talk to you about Iceland. Yes, now Iceland at the Eurovision Song Contest this year. I've opted once again to have a national final, and their national final is called Songs for Kepnin. Yes, and for Songs for Kepnin this year, they have gone and hosted it in, I think it was the university building once again, arena. I think that's what they, I think, yes. I was in the RVK Studios located in the city of Iceland. Basically, it's film production area. I thought it was at the university. That's what my Icelandic friend told me. Could have been a fib. Oh, wait till I see her. No, I'm not like that. So basically, we had the first semi-final, which took place on the 26th of February, and we all know that Stefan and Sigur, Betta and Elin all qualified through. And then from the second semi-final, which was on the 5th of March, the daughters of Reykjavik and Ketla managed to go through and go through to the grand final, which takes place this Sunday the 12th of March. And the male and female duo Amarosis with Don't You Know, they have got through via the wild card. Now, as I mentioned on Sunday, it was absolutely devastated that Stefania Svavastotia with Hjato Miet did not go through at all. And I was really upset, really upset. So what I'm going to do now, basically, is I'm going to play you a little recap of all of the songs from the national final of Songs for Kepnin in Iceland 2022. Amarosis, Don't You Know. Stefan Olli with Your Seed. Sigur, Betta and Elin with Mér Hetke Niso. Don't Daughters of Reykjavik with Tukum Efsat. Cut Live with Padaman Af. Personally, for me, I find it really difficult to pick anything from that national final, I must admit, to be the winners, because I think there is some great songs there, and there's some, yeah, not so good ones. But anyways, that's Iceland this year. Let's go over to Melodifestivalen in Sweden. Now, this is currently the betting odds favourite to win the complete thing on Saturday night on the 12th. Here's Cornella Jacobs with Hold Me Closer. This is a stunning song, and I hope you enjoy it.
No need to apologize, 'cause there's nothing to regret. Well, this is not what I wanted, 'cause all the good things come to an end. So baby, bye bye, wish you the best, but most of all I wish that I could love you less. Well, maybe you're right, I'll find someone else. You say it isn't me, but when did that ever help?
Betting odds favourite to win Melodifestivalen on Saturday night, Cornella Jacobs with Hold Me Closer. Oh, I hope that is going to be this year's Swedish entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. Such power, such emotion, such beauty in everything she does. And this is her debut, I believe, at Melodifestivalen as well. Oh no, my apologies. She was a member of the pop group Love Generation, and they participated in Melody Festival in 2011 and 2012. My bad, I'm very, very sorry. She auditioned in for Idol in 2008 in Sweden, Sweden's pop idol, and received some press after being mocked by the judges. I wonder what that was all about. There's a news article about it, but it's all in Swedish, and I don't have time to translate. I'm sorry. Well, if you really want to go and seek it out, I'm sure you will do. So the running draw has been determined already for Melodifestivalen. So singing first is Clara Hammarström with Run to the Hills. Coming in at number two is Theoz with Som du vill. Anna Bergendahl is singing in third place. It is Higher People, Higher Power, excuse me. And then number four is John Lundvik with a Swedish title song, and it's sung completely in Swedish. It's called Algvaskat. Number five is Ton Stekelius with My Way. Love that song. And number six is the second favourite in the betting odds, believe it or not, is Anders Berg with Bigger Than the Universe. Very old school. Singing in seventh is Robin Bengtsson with Innocent Love. Robin represented Sweden in 2017 in Kiev. And singing in eighth is Faith Kakembo with Freedom. Singing in ninth is Liamo with Bluffin. In number 10 is Cornella Jacobs with Hold Me Closer. In 11th is Kazi Opia with I Can't Get Enough. And finally, singing in 12th is Medina with In Idamen. Now I've got a treat for you, lovely listener. I'm going to play you a performance which technically could be this week, though we might have another one. It's time for Live and Kicking. We go to Malta's national final, and it was on their Friday night results show from the semi-finals, and it's the amazing Kiara. She's going to sing a medley of her songs. And I can't wait to play it. It's stunning. She's clearly got the voice. And the melody is being introduced by two Maltese singers at the beginning. So Kiara's not going to be instant. Here we go.
When the stars shine bright, engineer, roll along, cause I
if we
could be free,
Angel.
Malta.
What an amazing pair of lungs that woman has. That's Chiara from Malta. Well done to the Maltese broadcaster TVM for getting Chiara, booked her, put her on the show. She was amazing. Wasn't she just? It's always a pleasure to hear from her. And I hope she comes back. I do hope so. It's clear to see that she still has the goods. Speaking of goods, again, the French national final was absolutely incredible last Saturday. Some fantastic songs once again. The French, I don't know what's happened, but something's been in their waters ever since 2016, when they've been like, ooh, we can do well. And it's been true with Amir, Alma, Madame Monsieur, Bial, of course, and with Baba Pravi. But I want to give Tom Leb a bit of love, though. I loved his song, You Were the Best in Me. So France have done amazingly well, and on Sunday's show, I did play Sandrine Francois, Il faut du temps. It's a particular favourite of mine. But again, this one is a particular favourite of Rob's, and I'd love to play it. And it's slightly revamped, so we're going to go to
France.
And the year of
1999.
Indeed. So here is the nouvelle version of Naya, Je vais donner ma voix. I played this months ago, if not years ago, and it went down a treat. So I hope you like it too. Je vais donner ma voix.
Il n'y a plus de front. De nos vies à nos rêves, et plus qu'une bannière, un sourire sur nos lèvres. Si les murs sont tombés et séparés nos âmes, s'il suffit d'exister pour faire brûler la flamme, s'il suffit de chanter, s'il suffit de chanter. Je veux donner mes mots, je veux donner ma foi.
Attention, please. Shoulders back. Neo with Je Donne Ma Voix, France 1999 here on the Eurovision Showcase podcast special edition. Oh, yes. Right in your ear holes. Sorry. Right. Let's have some more news from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, the running order for Festival de Canção, the grand final, has been announced, as that's also taking place on this Saturday the 12th. And Pongo and Tristany are going to open, and Pepperoni Passion are going to be closing. Marco has the pimp slot. Sorry, Maro. My bad. I don't know myself sometimes. Sadly, it's been confirmed that Go A from Ukraine will no longer be able to perform at Songs for Kepnin. Could you imagine if they were representing Iceland just randomly? That'd make no sense at all. But Sweden's Tusse will be singing there instead. It's always lovely to see Tusse. He had an amazing song last year. Yes, just to mention as well that the London Eurovision Party is back! Yay! And we've got loads of artists who are going to be there this year. It's been confirmed that Mia Dizemec will be there, who's representing Croatia this year. That's amazing to hear. Also, Brooke from Ireland is going to be there too. We've also got the Intelligent Music Project. They are going to be there too. From Bulgaria 2022. Victoria is going to be there. She represented Bulgaria in 2020 and in 2021. IQ are there for North Macedonia 2018. Ockman, Poland's entry for 2022. Aiden, who came second in Malta's Eurovision Song Contest National Final 2022. And penultimately, Vladana from Montenegro 2022 will also be in London. And finally, Monica Liu from Lithuania 2022 will be there. The show is hosted by Paddy O'Connell from the BBC and Suri. As the lovely Nikki French is performing out of the nation's capital, which is a bit of a shock, I guess. And well, there was nobody really knew that it was going to be happening at all this year. But it's been a nice surprise. So it's going to be taking place on Sunday, the 3rd of April, at London's Hard Rock Hotel. Yes. And best of luck. I hope it all goes well with the organisers and the fans. Hope you have a fab time. And if you would like to find out more information about the London Eurovision Party, then you can head over to their website. In particular, it's londoneurovision.com.
This is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
That's right indeed. Thank you very much. And it was also lovely, really lovely, to meet Magnus Carlsson back in, oh gosh, what was it? Was it January 2017? It could very well have done, you know. And, oh, goodness me. I was in awe. And the funny thing was with Magnus Carlsson, he was so overwhelmed. He was so overwhelmed that he was going to be performing in London, and the whole crowd was singing in Swedish. It was pretty epic. It really was. So speaking of Magnus Carlsson, he performed at Eurofest years ago, as I say, back in 2017, I think it was. And coming up on Friday, the 22nd of April, at the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, yes, Anna Salin will be there. She represented Estonia and came joint third with the UK's entry, which was Jessica Garlick with Come Back. She had the amazing song called Runaway. And she's been in Melody Festival in three times, 2003, 2006, and 2009. And she was also backing singer for Michael Rice back in 2019 for the United Kingdom in Tel Aviv with Bigger Than Us. So we're going to go now over to France again, and we're going to play the song that was the runner-up in France's national final. Here is Pauline with Nuit. Pauline.
Le trottoir, star sur la soie,
Pauline with Nuit Pauline here on the Eurovision Showcase on a podcast, yes. Well, I was about to say Forest FM, but we're not on Forest FM today, at least. Oh, no, siree, Bob. Now, if you wanted to go to Eurofest and go and see the amazing Anas Halim at the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, just around the corner from Vauxhall Tube Station and Rail Station, it is so easy. And also, there's a Nando's quite close by. So I'm not sort of suggesting that, but it's literally over the road from the Vauxhall Tavern. So, you know, get yourselves over there. I really would. It's always a pleasure going to the Royal Vauxhall Tavern. It's so much fun. Such fun, as they say. Yes, indeed, I think so. Anyways, let's move swiftly on. Now, the rumour mill has been going crazy in the last few days here in the United Kingdom. Now, there's been no word as of yet. Now, this is Tuesday evening at just before 9 o'clock. There has been no announcement yet of who the United Kingdom's entrant is going to be or what the song is or anything like that. It's all quiet on the Western Front, as they say. Well, the rumour mill has been going crazy that Sam Ryder is going to be representing the United Kingdom with his song called Spaceman. Now, I haven't heard this, so I'm going to be hearing it with you. And I don't know really anything about Sam Ryder at all. But from what I found out, he was born on December the 15th, 1989. He's a professional golfer and plays on the PGA Tour. No, that's the wrong Sam Ryder. I didn't mean to do that. That was off the cuff. Swear to God. Oh dear, what was I thinking? So basically, he's a British TikTok star and who has amazed a staggering 12 million followers, apparently, with his viral covers of Adele, Lady Gaga and Sia. And now Sam Ryder is earning even more fans amid speculation that he's the UK's Eurovision 2022 singer with his recently released song called Spaceman. Yes, and fans have been connecting a series of dots, which they've convinced they've pinned Sam for the contest in Turin. They've pointed out that the Essex-based star recently cancelled a gig in Glasgow on May the 15th, which is the day after Eurovision Grand Finals in Torino. Yes, and separately, Scott Mills, who presents BBC's coverage of the Eurovision semi-finals, recently made Spaceman, yes, Tune of the Week for his Radio 1 show, and points found out that Scott seemed particularly keen in this clip.
If you don't know this guy already, hopefully after you've heard this, you will want to give him a follow on Instagram or TikTok. And on those platforms, there are so many incredible covers that he has done, mostly in his house in lockdown. His name is Sam Ryder with a Y. Listen to him doing Bruises by Lewis.
Yes. Yeah, so it seemed interesting to me. I don't know about you, but I think there was quite a big hint there. But Scott also had this to say on Monday, so Monday the 7th. And I think this is very good to point out, and to Eurovision fans situated outside of the United Kingdom, I want you to hear this, because this is really how many of us Eurovision fans are feeling right now.
I've got that feeling that I always get around the beginning of March, and I think you know what feeling I'm talking about.
Mm.
It's almost time for Eurovision.
All right, is it?
Yeah. And a lot of countries have already selected their Eurovision act this year, but Gay Christmas is coming. And all I want for Gay Christmas is a decent Eurovision entry this year.
Yeah. I hear you, yeah. Well, that's shaky ground for you, is it not? Because then are you not suggesting that every other year it hasn't been decent?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you just want a back stronger situation.
I know people laugh at the Eurovision Song Contest sometimes, and I know for 99.9% of people listening, it's one night of the year where you might have a party and you'll watch it on BBC One, and it's really fun.
Mm, that's me. No, I sort of respect you on this front, Scott, because the equivalent for me is being invested in the FA Cup from the first round.
There we go, that's right? Yours.
It's not just turning up for the FA Cup final. It's looking at all the games then. You get excited round about now because the build-up has begun. It is the first round of Eurovision, sort of.
And here's what I'm saying. This year, 2022, things need to change a bit. I really want us to get behind our artists, like, properly. And I want us all to spread the word. Let me tell you, we are doing this year. And I am now appointing myself head of marketing. And I need everyone's help. What are you going to be?
I don't mind.
Do you want a really long title?
Can do.
Would you like to be head of Eurovision International Relations?
Can do. What will it involve? Haven't thought that through. You've just gone title first.
Okay,
you?
I feel that you want to take a back seat.
No, I don't. I'll join you in the marketing thing. I think it's a great idea to get involved.
I'm also really bored, and I know we all are, of like, oh, why are you so bad at Eurovision? Why do we always come last? Let's have less of that. Let's be more positive about this. And I will need everyone's help. But as soon as we know who the artist is, we're all in this together. And that's when we go full steam ahead.
Yes.
We need to mean business.
I'm so passionate.
I want this show to be the home of Eurovision this year on Radio 1.
Oh, isn't that music to every British Eurovision fan? Let's hope it stays, and I hope it continues. So, let's hear this rumoured single from Sam Ryder that could be the UK entry. Obviously, this has not been confirmed, and I'd love to be proven wrong. I do sometimes, but I'd love to be right sometimes too. I'm indifferent, but see what you think. This is Spaceman from Sam Ryder. I've been bigging it up. I'm just bloody playing it now. All right, you've been.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human, and I'm drifting in the dark.
I'm up in space now. Nothing but space, man. And I wanna go home.
I don't think that's bad at all, do you think? Sam Ryder with Spaceman, could that be the UK entry? Well, by the time you hear this, you may already know. You may already know. Interesting stuff. And I'd like to think that that the BBC sort of like make an announcement soon, and I would like that. I really, really would. But yes, we'll just see what happens. Of course, again, there's been no inkling about what on earth the UK are going to be doing this year. But again, as I said before, I would like to be proved wrong, and also sort of like be surprised. I love a surprise. I really do. On the contrary to what people may say. Right, and our final story that I would like to highlight this week on the show, shall I say, is that Switzerland have announced their entry. Yes, Marius Baer will be representing Switzerland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. This has gone straight to my number one. Yes, it has. I've done a bit of a rejigging in my personal rankings. Marius is singing the song Boys Do Cry. Yes, grab your tissues and get ready and let those emotions flow with Switzerland 2022. Marius Baer with Boys Do Cry. Yes, a very heartfelt song here. It's stunning.
In my room lives a boy who could be blue, and you might never know. Oh, oh, you think he's cavalier? He would shed more than a crocodile tear if you go. Oh, oh. Hearts, they got broken. God only knows why. And sometimes airplanes fall down from the sky. And mountains, they crumble. And rivers, they run dry. And oh, oh, oh. Boys do cry. When night falls and the moon is all we see, don't fear the wolf that lives in me. Oh, oh, you think it's tough enough? He will cry love till the sun comes up. If you go, ooh, hearts, they got broken.
God only knows why. And sometimes aeroplanes fall down from the sky. And mountains, they crumble, and rivers, they run dry. And oh, 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 boys do cry. And how they cry. Mountains, they crumble, and rivers, they run dry. And oh, 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 boys do cry.
Isn't that lovely? That's Switzerland 2022. Boys Do Cry from Marius Baer. Oh, it's just a heart, it's such a heartwarming song. There's not many of those at the Eurovision Song Contest on various, you know, days and bases, but I think that's going to stand out really well, and I think it's going to be successful. I do, I really do, and I sincerely hope and wish that Marius is going to do well. He really does. It's interesting there. He sort of like he sings hearts they've got broken. God only knows why. And sometimes aeroplanes fall down from the sky, and mountains they crumble, and rivers run dry. Oh whoa 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 whoa, boys do cry. It's a very silky smooth jazz song there. Which clearly emotes, and Rob was saying to me when we were listening to it earlier this evening that he sounds like Louis Armstrong, which is telling, actually. It really is. And let us know what you think. Find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase as well. Indeed, yes. So it's now time for us to say our goodbyes. I'm sorry that I'm singing, but I can't help it. Because it's the Eurovision Song Contest theme or remix. I won't do this on the normal radio show. Deeply unprofessional, but I could do it on the podcast. Such fun! Anyways, thank you for joining me. Kieran O'Reilly is, of course, all of the details if you want to get in contact with the show, get your requests in for Sunday. All our details are on our website, escshowcase.com. It's absolutely been a pleasure sharing this Tuesday evening with you. And I hope you can join me on Sunday at 5 p.m. on 92.3 and 98.9 FM. Forest FM. Bye-bye!
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.